Well, it's ongoing. You can see that the entire country is in the mood for this major shift of power. So PDP, which has ruled the country for 16 years, to the new administration led by Muhammadu Buhari under the APC. The entire city, Abuja here, which is where the major events will take place for the presidential election, then you drive around, you see a lot of decorations, billboards, banners, and bunting coming up. We also have, if you pass by the Eagle Square, which is going to be the venue of the major handover ceremony. You know, military drills have been going on there. You know, the firing of gunshots and ceremonial gun salute and all of that. So that is also going on. Besides that, then you have various committees, especially those responsible for invitations, sharing out, invites and all of that. So it's all about that in Abuja here.
Is President-elect Buhari ready to handle the affairs of Nigeria following all these troubles, economic challenges that Nigeria faces at the moment when he's sworn in Friday?
From day one, he will be ready. I mean, there's no question about it. He ran on an election promise to combat terrorism and ensure security in the country, tackle the economy, which everyone knows is in trouble, and able to create jobs, to also deal with the issue of corruption. And there's a party program, and he's ready to roll out all of these things from day one. Of course, the expectations are enormous, and perhaps Nigerians, given the suffering that we are going through, might make assumptions of solutions being there for everything on day one. That is not going to happen, because unless Buhari becomes a magician, there's no way all of this can be solved. So obviously, we would crave for the patience of our fellow citizens, asking them to give time, benefit of the doubt, to the incoming administration. But they will see quite a lot beginning to happen from day one.
How are Nigerians reacting to having a new president? Of course, after they voted for him in the recent presidential or general election.
There's excitement. The air is thick as you can feel and you can touch it. Now, the thing is that this change came about because the country had been mismanaged by the outgoing PDP administration for 16 years. So, the outcome of the election results is a clear indication that they wanted something new. They wanted something fresh. So, therefore, yes, that's why they voted massively for Muhammadu Buhari. So, the expectations are high. Everyone wants to be, we don't want the unwanted situation going on in the country, whether it's the issue of the corruption, which has reached an industrial scale, unemployment, which is about 60% of employable graduates, all of these things are there, and Nigerians are saying, look, let's just have something different. And that's where we are.
What should Nigerians expect after day one, as you put it?
Well, nobody should expect something of an earthquake in terms of policy and all of that. There will be substantial continuity on a number of areas. However, the mood of the country will change. There will be a Buhari environment coming into place from May 29. And this is about the zero tolerance for corruption. Our expectation is that routine corruption in day-to-day matters of public service and all of that, 50% will disappear because of the fact that Buhari is in office. They will just stop it. But he's ready to lead by example. He's going to be a law abider. For the first time, here, the Nigerian leader who is saying, I want to follow the rule of law. He has given instructions. He stops at the traffic junction. When he's flagged on, then he moves on. He observes all traffic regulations. This hasn't been seen in all of the years of democracy in this country. And that is the kind of thing that he will lead by personal example. That's it.